Hi, I'm Thomas Johnson, and I'm the founder and CEO of Get Up and Get Fit, Wellness and Fitness Coaching Concierge. I'm also a C-suite advisor and investor. And you're listening to How May I Serve You, where I'm constantly on the quest to surround myself with the best coaches while learning how to better serve our executive clientele by asking them, how may I serve you? Today's show is sponsored by Get Up and Get Fit. Get Up and Get Fit will be providing students with textbooks and school supplies in Cambodia in honor of our guest today, as well as our philanthropic mission to impact at least 50,000 people per year. And today's guest is Abano Gega. Abano, what's going on, man?
What's going on? How are you, man?
I'm well. So Abano, he actually used to be a professional soccer player in Europe at age 18 before becoming a CEO and co-founder of Alza Ventures, a premier career coaching and startup consultancy, right? It's a consultancy?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know you also, you're the CSO of Integrate Inc., correct?
Yeah, so Integrate Tech Incorporated.
Okay.
I'm running their sales right now, so chief of sales over there.
Oh, you have a lot going on.
Yes,
so
sir.
I want you to talk to us, man. Give us the two-minute version of you, all right? Who are you? Where are you from? Sure. Give us a story.
Absolutely, man. So as you mentioned, long ago, actually about like 11 years back, I played soccer in Europe. Unfortunately, I got injured like a lot of athletes do. So I had to kind of come back and try to reinvent, if you will. Okay. Had to become different jobs. And I realized what I kind of really enjoyed along the way was this sense of mentorship, this sense of guidance, this sense of coaching. So initially started off wanting to teach for America for about 2 years. Great program. Work with a lot of kids in Brooklyn, specifically teaching them math and so on and so forth. I noticed there was a bit of an issue while I was working there, specifically with retaining teachers. So I dove into technology and we built an edtech platform, which we built in about 18 months, more or less, and sold within 24 months, completely bootstrapped. That was my first foray within the tech world.
Okay.
And then from that, kind of started just working with people trying to get into tech, specifically in terms of their positioning and their jobs, different career sort of guidance and mentorship. And then I started Alza Ventures just a little while back. And Alza Ventures, basically, like you said, is a premier career coaching and startup consultancy. So we advise on sort of both components for people that are looking to transition into a new opportunity and those that are actually starting companies. So we work with early stage founders, primarily focused on B2C, but now also branching out to B2B as well, who are building products and need help with idea validation, market mapping, go-to-market strategy, fundraising eventually, product pitches, so on and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seems like you have a lot going on, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But I want to dive further into your childhood, man. Like, you know, like where you're from, you know, especially being a child in Europe and playing soccer. How did you grow up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. So I was born in Germany originally.
Okay.
My family comes from a country called Albania.
Mm-hmm.
Albania is a very small country, Eastern Europe, like the size of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I initially got into soccer, or as they say, football. Because my father was heavily involved and still is. He grew up sort of in the sports system over there, went pro when he was 18, played for a number of years, was captain, and then went to Germany, eventually played for one of the division teams there, which is where I was born. He's played for the national team. He's coached U.S. women's national team here, U17, he's coached some of the colleges, coached in Kuwait, and now he's back in Albania, coaching premier teams over there as well. And
we're also strong.
Always, man. That's his thing, right? So, I got naturally involved in that. My uncle played as well back in the day. So that's kind of my journey trajectory. Kind of didn't know anything else. You know, we didn't come from a business background or startup background by any means. So that's what I pursued. And I did pretty much only that. I wasn't one of those kids that played, you know, let's say one sport in the fall and another one in the winter, another one in the summer. It was just soccer 24/7, you know, training day in, day out. And that's what I grew up with, and that's what I pursued. But it was a great experience, man. Just like, you know, I think everybody knows, but sports give you the sense of independence, but also give the sense of teamwork and ownership and accountability and a work ethic, I think, that is unparalleled. So I think what I can attribute a lot to my current success and the success that I've had in the past and hopefully future success that continues, I can always attribute it back to playing the game.
Today's episode is sponsored by Get Up and Get Fit. Being an executive can be very demanding. Your schedule is unpredictable. You have conflicting responsibilities that pull you in multiple directions at once. You travel too much, work late hours, and cross time zones. All things that wreak havoc on your body. This is why having a wellness support team is necessary. Get Up and Get Fit is the wellness concierge support that busy executives, entrepreneurs, and celebs rely on to keep them healthy and fit despite their hectic schedules. A body under prolonged stress is not a healthy body. Time to reduce your stress. Increase your energy, flexibility, strength, and endurance so you can enjoy life instead of just living it. Go to getupandgetfit.com. That's GETUPNGETFIT.com and schedule your consultation right now. Get up and get fit. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that because I grew up playing sports myself. And I ran track, played football in high school, played rugby in college. So I definitely get it, man. Sports, it really helps you with that. Not only with the work ethic, but your mentality, right? That grind mentality. 100%. And I know, I mean, from your journey being a no worries. from your journey, from being a professional athlete to working as an executive, you have also worked with different clientele throughout different continents, right? You worked with the United States, Europe, UAE. How has that experience been, man?
It's been interesting, man. It's definitely helped me kind of adjust and learn as I need to. Obviously, coming in from different continents, everyone's got kind of their individual sort of frameworks around what best practices are, methodologies are. So for me, it's definitely a learning experience when I first got started. But the fundamentals are the same, somewhat. Right. Every company or say organization, every startup that's going to be built has to be built on similar pillars. Right. And that's always people who are, again, creative, innovative, people who work hard, people who are loyal, people who understand, accountability first and foremost, understand their responsibilities and what they need to do next. Where I kind of come in is wherever they see a lack or the main struggle has been within up until the moment that we meet. And then we have to plan around that. Right. How do we lean into the strength? I like to say often, and somewhat mitigate the weaknesses. We'll take it from there.
Okay. So you come through as a strategist to try to break down and dismantle the company from the inside out, then reverse engineer it. I like that.
One size fits all, right? At the end of the day, because everyone's got their own sort of style of leadership. Sure. Want to start of what they're looking to achieve and the pace of where they're trying to achieve it. But again, at the end of the day, when it kind of lands on a very basic human to human level, there are those deliverables which will be somewhat universal, no matter kind of what the company is.
Yeah. So share with us what your typical week looks like as an executive.
Sure. A lot of calls, as you saw, probably this one just popping off for some turn of FaceTime. But a lot of calls, especially now that everything's virtual. It's been interesting. Everything that's happened with the pandemic, and while it's affected things so negatively for everyone, it's given me an interesting opportunity because now I can reach people obviously from anywhere, and this becomes commonplace. It doesn't matter if it's in the U.S. or UAE, like you said, or Europe, or anywhere else. I have a client right now that is in South Africa. And he's in green energy, and we're looking to build out his entire team and sort of the processes and make sure that it's going to go to market. But in terms of what my schedule generally looks like, it depends. It's not really the same on a week to week basis, but I don't know how in depth you want me to go, but it's a matter of kind of getting myself situated in the day, waking up, obviously healthy breakfast, working out. I try to do that every single day. But when it comes to the work in itself, I have kind of one day that's mainly focused around private clients that I have that are looking to transition to new careers. And then I have a day which I set up all my other clients who are kind of looking into, one, building out their startup, or those leaders who are looking for executive coaching specifically.
Got it. And being a person that has such a strict work ethic, from being an athlete to having all these roles as an executive and a person who's managing various companies, what time do you take for yourself for personal development, for your wellness. Do you actually have a specific time that you dedicate to yourself, to Abano?
It's a good question. I probably should have more time to do that. If someone else has made that recently, they're like, well, how do you do all these kind of different companies? And it's like, there's a lot of time. You kind of just got to put your mind to it and go with it, right?
Yeah.
Of course, there has to be that balance. So I think it's a good question. Sundays for me, Sundays remain untouched by any work. I'm really offline. I'm off the grid. I see my family and I spend time with them. That's it. That's what I need to basically reset for myself. I've tried meditating. I'm not the best at it. I think it takes a lot of patience, a lot of practice. And with everything else going on, I don't think I'm the prime candidate for that. But Sundays for me, Sundays are holy and
okay.
Seeing family and just relaxing, that kind of resets me and also energizes me, you know, kind of reorganizes me in a way to say, okay,
there great. You go, man. Okay. More okay. Of- yeah. All right. That's awesome right there. I'm glad you actually dedicated Sunday to reset, because we all need, as busy executives and entrepreneurs, we all need at least like 1 or 2 days to reset. You can't constantly go and expect to be a high performer always. You're going to crash sometime along the line. So I'm glad you had that reset day. So knowing how hard you work and how full your schedule is, have you experienced any health and wellness challenges
along the way?
So knowing how hard you work and how full your schedule is, have you experienced any wellness challenges along the way, like doing your journey as an entrepreneur?
Absolutely. Of course. I mean, who doesn't? You're lucky not to. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been days where I've been so enamored. I think I've gone better recently with this as things have been, you know, just more streamlined. But in the beginning, I mean, in the beginning, you want to do everything. Yeah. And when it comes to that piece of kind of not having enough information, or specifically structurally setting things up from a foundational standpoint, something will go wrong, right? You're going to cover your bases over and over again. You're going to make a mistake and try to recover. And once you're in the sort of tunnel vision of focus, especially when you're trying to build something on your own, oftentimes you begin to neglect your wellness, you begin to neglect your health. So you're not, you know, you're going to sleep very late, which I've done, which I've pulled all-nighters, and for something that maybe could have waited, right? But absolutely, once you're in the zone, it's very hard to break away, at least for me. It's the same way that I was when I was an athlete. I was like, look, if I need to do these sprints, if I need to, you know, kick the ball 100 times, I'm going to do it today because I need to get better before the next thing. And oftentimes it's, you know, it begins by lack of sleeping and then making poor food choices and then not working out. And then that cycle, I think, just compounds in itself. And then before you know, you're 5 days on the line, you're like, I feel like crap. I feel like I look like crap. I don't have any energy specifically, but I need the energy to actually do my work.
Exactly.
How can I work if I don't have energy? And it becomes somewhat toxic if you allow it. So I now try to exercise every single day, because that simple act alone, I'm not talking spending hours at the gym. I just do 30 to 45 minutes sometimes.
So going you need.
Some very basic aesthetic work, maybe some weights. Summer's coming up, you know. But that's pretty much it, right? And that's where dopamine and serotonin just kind of resets everything emotionally, physically, and you feel better. And once you have more energy, I can focus and have a little bit more clarity. There's a saying which I kind of somewhat of a motto that I go by. It's a great guy if you want to check him out. His name is Bedros Koulian.
Yep, I'm a big fan.
Good man, right? Bedros Koulian. Love that guy, right? Love his upbringing, somewhat of a similar upbringing actually to a degree. But he always says, you know, action alleviates anxiety, right? And I just repeat that all the time. If I ever feel that anxiety, I'm like, great. What is the action that I can take next? And that's always proven to work.
There you go. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Awesome right there. Okay. So for those entrepreneurs and executives who are in the beginning stage of their career, right, of starting up their company, what advice would you give them? Like, give me like one advice you give a newcomer, right, an executive or just an entrepreneur that thinks he or she has to do everything by themselves and they have to grind. What advice would you give to this person?
Be careful and build a support system first.
Mm.
Just because that risk of this like grind culture, right? This toxic, like, oh, I gotta work 365 days out of the year, you know, 25-8, as they say sometimes. It's not actually sustainable, right? You got to look out for yourself. So, because what good is a successful company, right, if you're not good after that?
Exactly.
Have that support system around you. Find at least one person to support you, which is what I do with clients, right? Oftentimes I'm like, look, I'm available, FaceTime me, which is what that person did. Like, if you need something, right, we have our designated days, we're designated time slots of what we're doing, what we're covering, and the work that we're doing together. But if you need something, hit me up, right? And a lot of that goes a long way, because just knowing you can kind of rely and kind of get your thoughts out, whatever those stresses are, whatever those wins are even, right? To have that within and not kind of stay in a silo specifically, really, really does go a long way. Like, I would not be here in any way if it wasn't for my family, if it wasn't for my fiance, if it wasn't for my business partner. That's just what it is. I grew up in teams. So I try to implement that now similarly in terms of the business.
There you go. There you go. Okay. So Abano, are you currently working on any new projects that you could share with us right now?
So right now, my main focus specifically is just expanding the reach of Outside Ventures a little bit. So there's one aspect of it. But I mean, I'm getting calls every day with different projects to kind of look at. I started with Integrate Tech, which is a great ed tech company. Right now as their chief sales officer. They brought me on about 2 weeks ago. So helping build out their revenue line and really stabilizing their sales process to obviously increase revenue and so on and so forth, increase impact and reach. I'll definitely check them out. So it's Integrate. They're linked to my LinkedIn as well. And another company that I'm working with right now, which is a bit more, I would say, earlier stages compared to Integrate. Is that company in South Africa that I mentioned before. I mean, the founder is phenomenal. He went through the Founder Institute. He's building his team and structure right now. So I'm advising him specifically on kind of next steps when he's launching around his go-to-market strategy. But he's building very sustainable sort of products that are kind of potentially change the game, starting off in Africa and then obviously expanding into other markets as well. But yeah, that's pretty much that's pretty much my days as of right now.
Okay. Sounds awesome, man. It sounds like you definitely have your hands full, but that's a good thing. So if someone were to inquire about your services or just want to connect with you, where can they find you?
Absolutely. So first, they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm fairly active on there. That's how you and I connected. So just Abano Gega on LinkedIn. And I'm fairly certain I'm probably the only Abano Gega on LinkedIn. I haven't found anybody else, to be honest.
Nickname.
And then of course for Outside Ventures, if anybody's interested, obviously if you're somebody's looking to transition or go back to the workforce, or if it's somebody who's trying to build a company specifically, again, and you're within that B2C realm, pre-seed or seed stage, or even B2B at times, just go to outsideventures.com, lowercase a, outsideventures.com. And if anything, you can always just shoot me a message on LinkedIn. I'm happy to send send anybody a link to connect on a call.
Got it. We'll make sure to put all this information in the show notes for the podcast. So yes. Abano, I'd like to say thank you for coming on, and also like to thank all our listeners that came today and lent us their ears and their eyeballs. Last but not least, how may I help you? How may I serve you, Abano?
Spread the good word, brother. And I'm happy to return the favor in any way that I can. Really thank you for the invite and making the time to speak with me today. It was a pleasure being here, and I hope that we can do it again soon.
Definitely, man. It's been a pleasure, man. So enjoy the rest of your day, and everyone, continue to push forward and help others. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, sir.